Foot punch. Daylight come and we want go home. 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot punch. Daylight come and we want go home.
She's a day. Very different start to the JPS pod today.
I think the guest that we have on at this moment is trying to tell us something about me want to go home. Now, it's Friday afternoon when we're recording this. We've twisted his arm to come on, but he's showing the signs already that
the clue maybe it's time. Is, if we said who produces the funniest jokes at JPS and you had to have your first choice of that, I think you'd be very high on everyone's list.
Oh, it's Mr. Williams, isn't it?
I'm already a co-host. Did you recognize the voice?
Did you recognize? You must have recognized. Mr. Cooper.
Hey.
Welcome on.
Mr. Timothy Cooper. Are you a Timothy?
When I'm in trouble at home.
Yeah, I'm Christopher when I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
Timothy, which is often.
Mark, yeah, Cooper. I know. It happens a lot in Dubai because they take your official name, don't they, on your documentation.
I'm Timothy a lot in Dubai. Mr. Timothy.
Mr. Timothy.
Mr. Timothy at home when I was in trouble.
Yeah. Welcome to the JPS pod live. You're actually here,
I'm currently tapping his shoulder.
Yeah, he's doing a good job. How does it feel having the headphones on?
It feels fine, although I normally settle myself into this section by giving you a warm greeting, and I don't feel I've done that yet. So
no, it's gone.
Can I remedy that,
please?
Yes.
Good afternoon, Mr. Huntley.
Good afternoon, Mr. Cooper.
Prinada.
Oh, Prinhounda, Mr. Cooper.
I feel better now.
Good. You're ready to go.
I can just see the shoulders just relaxed there, haven't they?
Go.
Well, the reason I suggested that song was because it's about a bunch of bananas. And in 60, we were looking at a bunch of elements on the periodic table. I think that was in the planning. I think it was in the science planning this week. So we loved that. We were looking at oxygen and hydrogen and magnesium and chlorine. That was some people's favourites, children's favourites. But it reminded me as well, I had to tell the class, I stopped at one point, I said, we're having a great time, we're looking at bromine. Bromide? I can't remember now, it's leaps in the sun. But it reminded me, I stopped and I said, you know what, there was once a time, you won't believe this, but it's true, there was once a time I was in Saffa Park, and I saw oxygen and magnesium having a fight. And I was like, OMG.
Do you know what? I think you've actually told me this one before, but I couldn't remember it until the moment you were about to drop the punchline. I love that. I love that so much.
What a great start.
We've missed you, Mr. Cooper. So, Mr. Cooper, are you very excited about November?
November? Too excited. That's the bonfire night.
Bonfire night.
Well, the highlight of November's already passed.
What was that? Flag Day.
Flag Day. That's right. Flag Day. November 3rd. Flag Day.
Anything happened November 3rd? Did that clash with something this year?
November 3rd.
Not sure.
I can't think of anything. No.
Happy birthday, Mr. Williams.
Happy birthday, Mr. Williams. Right. Of course it was.
And in Welsh, we say Pembloeth Hapus.
Pembroke Hapus.
Pembroke. That's a nice place, that is. Pembroke,
yeah.
But thank you very much. And can I just say a huge thank you to everyone that's wished me a happy birthday? When you get to our age,
your age,
30s, early 40s,
tops.
Christmas, birthdays don't have that same energy that they once did when you're a child.
But you can't, can you?
However, the children and the staff at JPS have made me feel very, very special. They've really, really gone out of their way to make me feel appreciated the last few days. So massive shout out to everyone. It's been a blast and I've eaten a lot of donuts.
And you got an ice lolly yesterday as well, didn't you?
I didn't, no.
Oh, shame, sorry.
I had one of those.
I did see them. I was standing next to you drooling, but you didn't take the hint.
No. Oh, yeah, they were limited on numbers. Apologies about that. Awkward. Shout out to the House of Pops.
House of Pops. And whilst we're on the talk of House of Pops, I actually had a hero donut.
Yes.
So both attendees at our very successful eco market the weekend.
That was very good.
Oh, my goodness me.
Hit the spot.
Very tasty.
So have you had one?
No, not
a hero. Game changer.
Seeing as we're now plugging them, I'm going to get a hold of them to do prizes now. Got to. Because people will be like, oh.
The problem with prizes is, Mr. Huntley, is we can't win them.
That is true.
So instead of prizes, I think we should be sponsored by them.
Sponsorship would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And we'd have to taste all the flavors before we can truly partner up.
Absolutely. Galactic Lime is excellent.
Amazing.
Try it.
And put it on my my list right now.
So should we announce a competition winner?
Yeah, go on.
So Mr. Cooper will very much be aware of, we do a lot of competitions, don't we, on the JPS pod?
Too many.
Too many, yeah. Sometimes.
What was that? We're too generous. Too generous. I thought that.
Oh, guilty. Get a new rule book. So we had a prize where you could go and see Argentina in open training and potentially see Lionel Messi in Abu Dhabi.
Not football. Croquet.
Oh, yeah.
The Argentinian croquet.
Championships.
That's good too.
So we've got a winner. And we've got a winner. And the winner of that competition, see Argentina in open training, is...
Ooh, I'm getting...
A year four student. Misha Ahmed in year four. So Misha will get in touch. We'll send that an email to your father because I know you added that email. So well done you.
We had the crowd there just for that moment.
Do you know what, though? It's not the only Football World Cup that's coming up. We've had an email, actually, haven't we, from one of the Year 6 young men.
Yes.
Zohabe in 6A. And he's pointed out that, actually, the Cricket World Cup, the T20 World Cup, is currently going on in Australia, too.
Yep.
Have you been catching up on that?
Little bits and bobs. Saw England lose one time. I was disappointed, but I saw them win the other night against
New Zealand.
Yeah, good. Sorry about any Kiwis listening.
There have been some really tight matches as well, where it's gone down to last ball. So exciting. But I know that Pakistan had a must-win match against South Africa last night or yesterday.
Yep.
And they came away with a big W.
Well done.
So some of the lads are telling me today. Yeah, absolutely. So they move on. And things start getting, they get to the sharp end now and things start getting a bit tasty.
They do. And actually, this is the point where it does get a little bit more tense. So what we'd like to do, because Zohabe has pointed out, I'll read his email out actually. We had a guest on a few weeks ago, Mr. Cooper, that wasn't a massive cricket fan. And whether you agree with that or not, it made for a very interesting podcast. And let me get this one here. So this one is from Zohabe, and he said that, yes, we talk about the World Cup, but let's talk about the Cricket World Cup. And he said, dear JPS pod, I would like to be on the pod to discuss the Cricket World Cup. I listen to every episode. Good lad. Have you got your sticker yet? And everyone better than last. And this is a very good way of appealing to our better nature, isn't it?
I love that. He's built us up with a compliment, hasn't he?
Yeah. I am a huge cricket fan, as I am from Pakistan and grew up with only cricket on the TV. I live and breathe cricket.
Sounds like a proper fan.
I know the rankings, the teams, and matches, and the favourites to win. Who do you think will win it? Oh, I can see that's got you stumped. I also highly disagree with Harvey. Oh yeah, Harvey said this. Harvey's strong statement and the disagreement would add more spice to the pod. And I think you're right. So what we're going to do on Thursday, it's International Day, because people are going to be wearing the colours of their nation, maybe it's a good opportunity to get cricket fans from around the world, or people that think that who's got a strong opinion about who might win the World Cup, can come on Thursday. We're going to do a live podcast from downstairs for International Day, Mr. Williams and I and any other special guests. So come on. And let's know what you think about the World Cup and so on.
So I used to teach Zohabe last year, and he is going to be he's going to add such value to the pod next week, because he's not shy of a sweeping statement and he has unwavering confidence. So last year it was the T20 World Cup, and Pakistan got through to the semi-finals, and he rocked in the morning. And I said, oh, how did Pakistan get on last night? Oh yeah, they got through to the semi-finals. We may as well just say they've won now. Yeah. I was like, well, you what? Yeah, well, we're through to the semis. We're not going to lose now. We'll win it. Let's just say we've won it. Let's not. No. Let's see how it goes. They lost the semi-final, needless to say. But yeah, I tell you what, he's got a very articulate young man as well.
Yes. And sport brings out the passion in people, doesn't it?
And yeah, and we've had we do like receiving feedback.
We do.
And to receive the feedback that the pod requires a little more spice, we take it all on board.
Do you know what? We've had some really good emails this week. But one of the things that Mr. Williams and I were talking about was that actually what we want is, rather than us talking the whole time, we want you guys to send in your voice notes. So yes, it's lovely to get emails, but attached to that email, why not send in your email in voice form, and then you are actually verbally, physically on the pod itself.
And also, because we have so many requests on a weekly basis, it would be almost impossible to get everyone physically onto the pod recording it live. So the best way to get a shout out onto the pod is that voice note.
Absolutely. So here's an appeal to you. We can get more on every week, of more of you guys, the JPS community, on the pod every week. And I think that is a really good way of getting your thoughts and your ideas on. So for example, last week we introduced the charity Give. We spoke about HBL. We've had people that have emailed this week about introducing an arts competition.
Yep.
So let's do this. Let's do this through voice notes for next week. So we've got, it's been the start, hasn't it, this week of the 30 by 30 challenge, which has been really exciting. And some classes, the Wellbeing Leaders on Wellbeing Wednesday, introduced a little challenge for all our children to see if they could walk collectively a distance.
Yep.
So what we're going to do is we're going to basically do a challenge, walking challenge or a cycling challenge or
swimming
challenge.
It sounds right up my street. This fine sir next to me, Mr. Cooper, talk about consistency with his fitness.
Absolutely. He's a picture of physical health. I've seen him eating his fruit and vegetables every day.
Five a day, that's what they say.
Five a day,
that's
what
they say. Five lettuce a day is quite a commitment.
Yeah. It's a time commitment as well as a health commitment. So Mr. Cooper, listen to this. We're going to, in 6E, commit to walking from JPS to the 8 stadiums in Doha for the World Cup.
But the kids have got school. Surely they can't do that.
Ah, here's the catch. So what we're going to do is we can do this walking anywhere. So what we're going to do is we're going to walk wherever we walk around. We can walk along Kite Beach. We can walk around Dubai Mall. Anywhere we want to do this walking, we're going to basically walk the distances. So I've worked out that if we went from JPS to the location of the first 8 matches of the World Cup, which are in 8 different stadiums in Doha, and then back again, we would need, as a class, to walk 1,543 kilometres.
That's a fair way.
It's a long way. Is that a claimant thing about that?
Yeah, something similar. Yeah, I think it was. This is metric, though.
Of course it is.
So it's a bit more modern. So that could be our outro.
There we go.
So we'll explain that later. A little bit of banter. So this is what we're going to do. So if you want to join us in that, or maybe persuade your teacher to maybe partake in that, what do you think about that, Mr. Cooper?
It'd be one of those, like, why wouldn't you do that? You're keeping fit.
Yep. Tick. You're
think about the World Cup.
Oh, even better.
You're doing it together as a team.
And together is
better.
So, I think that's how it goes, isn't it?
So Mr. Roberts, he recently went to Baku in half term. So his class are doing, trying to get that distance to Baku. Mr. Huntley there has decided he wants to go to Doha. Now, I don't know if you know, but there is mention of a World Cup. It has come up a few times briefly over the last couple of months on the pod.
Yeah.
So I said to my class, what we'll do is we'll go away over the weekend. I'll see what realistically we can achieve in one weekend. And then on Monday, we're going to come together, do a little bit of math, myself and Nice, the wellbeing lead in my class, and we're going to realistically come up with somewhere we can achieve.
Exactly. So try and persuade your teacher. Get the at the heart of it, really, is get out walking, isn't it?
Get out there.
Get out.
But also, if it's a bit too hot, get in on the treadmill.
Just get walking, basically.
Just get walking. Just get walking. Take the dog out. Can you imagine doing all that swimming, though? What a long way to do the kilometres. So if I got on the bike on the weekend, I could easily do over 100 kilometres. If I spend the same time in the pool, I could do probably 4 kilometres.
In the JPS pool, I think that would be 6,000 lengths.
That's a lot of lengths.
That is significant.
Yes.
Isn't it?
So I think swimming kilometres should be worth a lot more than walking kilometres or running kilometres.
Cycling, I think that's a bit cheaty.
It's cheaty, isn't it? It is cheaty.
You could do your one cycle for the class and get that done.
So Mr. Cooper, tell us, so you head out to Kite Beach some mornings, some weekends?
Absolutely, yeah.
You are a fan of running on sand?
Love running on sand, yeah.
Is there a reason why?
It's I don't want to bore anyone, but as you move through life, through this journey, things start tweaking here and there. And I was always running on a harder surface, whether it was in the gym or on a road. I was just feeling little niggles here and there. And nobody had said this to me, but I just had a brainwave one morning. I thought, that sand, it looks very forgiving. It looks very soft. And tried it. It was tricky. Yeah. And it, at the end of the run, my shoes were filled with sand, which is not fun, but legs were great.
So a lot of people use it when they recover from an injury, don't they?
Yeah, it gets, yeah, it is. And also it activates all the stabilizer muscles in your knees, in your ankles, and in your feet. So actually, you're probably bulletproof now.
I'd like to think so.
We won't try it. It's illegal.
Yeah, we'll just take my word for it. Let's not try that.
So Mr. Edwards was talking. He's doing a lot of exercise with teachers at the moment.
He is, yeah.
So he was talking. We were talking about this recently about how we can sort of share tips and share events and things like that to sort of encourage people's fitness. And Mr. Cooper's joined in there. It's really, really, really helpful, Mr. Cooper. Do you get out on your bike very often?
Well, I used to. I bought a bike, yep. And then was riding around my local neighborhood and then got a puncture.
Oh, no.
But I fixed it quite quickly. I fixed it 2.5 years later.
Yeah, so
that's,
yeah, yeah.
That's already
about
to
average.
Go now.
That's about average. That's good. Yeah.
And I haven't quite managed to find the time to go out, but I will.
So, yeah, it's a fun social thing to do as well, isn't it? Mr. Cooper, have you got time to hang around for a quiz?
Sure, why not?
Right, so Mr. Edwards, Mr. Williams.
Awkward. I've only been here what?
It's just because I just
about 50 episodes.
It was because we were just talking about Mr. Edwards.
Yeah,
and I actually just got a WhatsApp from him as well. So
what to replace? Well, I've just texted him. Can you replace Mr. Williams on the pod?
No, it's actually about a future idea for the pod. Again, he's got to leave a voice note, right?
Of course he has. Join the back of the queue, Mr. Edwards.
Join the queue, right?
So last week we discussed each week focusing on a different group of the World Cup, going down a bit of a quiz route. So I have prepared some quiz questions.
So do we need some quiz music?
Yeah, but okay. Can you quickly find some quiz music that might have a football theme connected to it?
Got to be Match of the Day.
Match of the Day.
Let's play this.
Yep. It's almost like you had that prepared.
It's like I knew what was happening.
That was so quick.
This is slick.
And for those who don't recognize this tune, this is almost, if I had to pick a song that was a representation of my upbringing,
yeah,
having this on every weekend, normally a Sunday morning as well, to rewatch it. Mr. Cooper, can you tell the people at home, what's this music?
This is the theme to Match of the Day.
Oh, my favorite. So, everyone at home, I have prepared questions about the following countries that make up Group A. So, we have Qatar, we have Ecuador, we have Senegal, and we have Netherlands. So, how this quiz is going to work, we are going to put a certain amount of time onto the timer. I am going to then fire some quick fire questions at Mr. Huntley first, then Mr. Cooper second. And in that period of time, they are going to scribble down their answers. I think what I might do, Mr. Huntley, you've rushed there to get little post-it notes and pencils. And no one even noticed until I brought it up. However, I think we'll do Mr. Cooper first.
Okay.
And then we'll go for you second.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'm a bit nervous.
I feel a bit nervous.
Mr. Cooper, Mr. Huntley, whilst Mr. Cooper does the quiz, can you record for me?
Okay.
A minute.
Okay, right.
Okay. So you're going to give me a little countdown.
Cool.
Mr. Cooper, you don't need to write them down. Okay, but I will borrow that pencil in your hand.
I don't need that.
No. And I will quickly fire away the questions and I will then make a note of how many got correct.
Okay.
All right.
So I can't see these answers, can I, from here? So that's good.
I've got so many questions. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 12, 18, 24 different questions. So don't do too well.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'll be running out of questions. So, Mr. Huntley,
are you ready?
You're ready.
I've got
give
a minute.
Me
ready.
A little countdown.
Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, Mr. Cooper, what is the two colors of the Qatar flag?
That is maroon and white.
Correct. What is the currency of Ecuador?
I don't know that one. I'll go with the Ecuadorian dollar.
Oh, it is the dollar.
Yes.
Well done. What is the rough landmass of Senegal to the nearest 100,000?
It's one of the biggest, is it? I'm going to go with 4 million meters squared.
Meters squared? Okay, moving on. What is the capital of the Netherlands?
That is Amsterdam.
Well done. And what is the colours of the Senegalese flag?
Is it green, red and yellow?
Correct. Moving on. What is the population of Qatar to the nearest million?
I'm going to go with 10 million.
Okay. How are we getting on, Mr. Huntley?
And that is it.
I thought we were near the end there. Well done, Mr. Cooper. So you scored 1, 2, 3, 4 points there.
My lucky number.
Four
is actually my lucky number.
Is it really?
Yeah. So, Mr. Huntley, right. So now you get a taste for the questions.
Oh, right. Okay.
What do you feel like your chances are of beating four? So we're going to have a little leaderboard.
I was in my head, it was peso or Ecuadorian peso. I don't know why.
They actually use the dollar. Yeah. So. This time, Mr. Cooper, I'm going to ask you to time Mr. Huntley. Mr. Huntley?
Yes.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Mr. Cooper, give us a countdown.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, capital of Qatar.
Doha.
What is the currency of Senegal?
US dollar.
Okay, what is the population to the nearest million of the Netherlands?
13 million.
Okay, what is the colors of the flag of Ecuador?
That is blue, yellow, red.
Okay, and what is the to the nearest 100,000, the landmass of Ecuador?
225,000 kilometers squared.
Okay, what is the currency of the Netherlands?
Euro.
What is the capital of Ecuador?
Quito.
And what is the rough landmass of Qatar to the nearest 10,000?
80,000 kilometers squared.
Okay, and the capital of Senegal. Ooh, I've started it. I've always wanted to say this part, by the way. I've started it, the question, so I will finish it. The capital city of Senegal.
Dakar.
Okay, D-A-K-A-R. Stop the music. Stop the music there, Ms. Campbell.
Okay, cool.
So I'm just going to check. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Mr. Huntley.
Did I?
That's very good.
I was quite happy with that. There's a few landmass questions there. That was when I heard that one come out, I was like, I don't know that one.
So we now have our leaderboard.
Awesome. So the good how news, are you going to do this? Like, if you come on and you beat one of the pod.
So what we'll do is. So we'll do it. We'll just try and get as many different people having a go at the quiz over the next coming weeks. Awesome. And we'll just do it. You know, like Top Gear, where they have the different cars against each other. And we'll just keep adding the names to the list.
Let's do this on International Day.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That would be a good way of
doing it. And we could get quite a lot of people done in that day.
Yeah.
Mr. Cooper, the good news is you are currently in second place, which you are set for a silver medal.
I'm especially proud of our success with the landmass questions.
I don't know how I did there.
Do you know what? It's you weren't too far off in the grand scheme of things.
It's so hard to work out if you're close or not.
You're about 12 kilometres off, which is fantastic.
That's impressive. Fantastic.
Mr. Cooper went for the old metres instead of kilometres, threw me a little bit there. Had to quickly do my division skills. But very well done, guys. So Mr. Huntley out in front with 6. Mr. Cooper, you're on 4.
I'll take
good
that.
Job.
I'll take that.
Good job.
Have a great day.
Okay, we say goodbye to Mr. Cooper now.
Bye, Mr. Cooper.
Bye, Mr. Cooper. Please don't forget us.
Mr. Cooper, he did very well there.
He's so calm, isn't he?
He is.
He's so calm, and he's come on, and he's taken that in his stride. Hats off to you, sir.
Because he's actually one of the originals, isn't he, really?
OG.
Yeah, original.
And whilst we're on them, a little shout out here.
Yeah.
So I do feel, I say this every week, the pod is building momentum. This is our 7th episode since September, is great. And today I had a parent come up to me with 2 little bits of paper and a little gift for myself.
Nice.
And she said, Mr. Williams, I listened to the pod yesterday. It's your birthday. So I've got you this. And it was a really, really nice bar of dark chocolate with fig.
Oh, where was it from?
Shop.
Mism?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
And 2 slips of paper.
Yep. The receipt, said, just in case you don't like it, or
the receipt was actually for a flat white, two flat whites, and she said, "This one's for you to have a cup of coffee for your birthday, and this one's for Mr. Huntley to say well done for the eco market on the weekend." So that's a massive shout out to Alison.
Alison, thanks, Kaya.
You so much. I've actually slurped mine down. Yep. Mr. Huntley is looking at an empty flat white at the moment.
Certainly am.
And
can we actually use that for a plant pot?
Absolutely.
Because this is what I'm trying to do now. It's rather than these going in the bin.
I was never going to throw this away anyway.
No, because we've got recycling, haven't we? But actually, I'm trying to reuse before we recycle.
Yeah.
So thank you, Alison. Yeah.
Yeah. So on that note, I just want to say a huge congratulations to Miss Richardson and Mr. Huntley. You guys absolutely blew us all away on the weekend with the eco market. I came down. It was a hot one.
Yeah.
But it was epic.
It was really good fun. And the feedback we had was, let's do more of this sort of stuff. I think we were all committed to, we want to do these sort of things. And we've already, we were at a meeting yesterday, didn't we? And we were talking about all the next ideas we're going to have. And we need continuous support on this. So we'll be sharing all our ideas with you guys as a group as well, to get your ideas and how we can improve it and how we can develop it even further.
So we plugged a couple of shameless plugs at the start, but just a huge thank you for everyone who came together to make it such an amazing event. I had a blast, and I know that I speak on everyone's behalf. A huge thank you to you guys for organizing. And I cannot wait for what the future holds for yourself and for the JPS community in these style of events. So I take my hat off to you. I'm going to give you a huge, huge cheer. That's for you, Miss Huntley. That's for you, Miss Richardson.
But it takes us pretty, that's to the end now, really, isn't it?
We're getting there. And as we alluded to earlier, Mr. Cooper might be gone, but he has left us with a little gem for our leaving song. And on that note, we've talked quite a few times about possibly doing a JPS playlist.
Yep.
And in the week, Mr. Huntley and myself got together and we compiled the JPS pod playlist, because we felt like there was enough songs in there to keep you going, keep you entertained for those moments where you've listened to the current episode, you're waiting for the next one to come out, but you still want a flavor of the pod.
That is true. Harvey said to me today, have you done that? Have you done that playlist yet?
Have you done that playlist?
Have you done that playlist? And I said, yes, Harvey, I have. So here it is. So we're going to share that. Actually, what we'll do is we'll put it on as a link in bio so parents can share it with you. But it's literally just called the JPS Pod Playlist.
And I'm not too sure how Spotify works. Obviously, I use Spotify. But can you see who has joined the playlist?
No. So you can see if you share contacts. Yes, you can do it. But
so I'm going to say, if you can prove to myself or Mr. Huntley that you have subscribed or joined or favorited the JPS Pod Playlist, you will automatically become a part of the JPS Pod squad. How's that?
That is great. So we're going to finish now with the song that Mr. Cooper suggested. I've added it just now while Mr. Edwards was talking. Mr. Edwards, why do I keep saying that? Mr. Williams was talking.
I'm just going to say that is your second strike. Third strike. And I will formally hand in my resignation.
Sorry.
I'm not happy.
Right, so
cheer me up with the next song.
Right,
please.
Okay. So it's a goodbye from me.
A huge goodbye from me.
And this is The Proclaimers, 500 Miles.
See ya.